All right. Well, first of all, relative to Chandler's situation, you know, there's nothing more important to me personally than the health and well-being of our players, staff, and support people in the organization. So, you know, that's the way it is with this organization and me personally, and I don't think that'll ever change. We issued a statement on that, and I really don't have anything to add to it. So, otherwise, I think, you know, team's excited about getting ready for the game. Obviously a big game against a great team. The team is playing very well, and we have a lot of respect for Andy and the job that he and the staff do. Everything's pointed towards us, you know, being at our best optimum performance on Saturday afternoon, and so that's what we're all pointing toward, that's what we're working toward, and that's where we hope to be. So you know, we've got a little over a couple sorry, let me just finish this up. We got a little over 2 days, a little over 48 hours to, you know, pull it together here. And so it's kind of where we are. We've had a good week of preparation. And now we need to just tie up some loose ends, some situational stuff, and be ready to go.
Sorry, I didn't. Yeah. Could you just comment on Bob Sutton and how he aligns his front seven?
You know, they have a few basic looks. You know, with really kind of a three-man line in base defense, four-man line in their sub-defenses. You know, their ends are really – their outside linebackers are really ends and sub, you know, with whether it's Houston, Ford, or Holly, however that goes. They have some, you know, different looks. They don't need to pressure a lot because they get a lot of pressure with their front, but they do, you know, pressure some, and, you know, that causes problems too because they already have a good rush without bringing extra guys. But – you know, they mix it up, they time up their blitzes and disguise well. So yeah, they do a good job. They got a lot of good players and they have a good scheme.
So how do you balance you know, caring about their players when it comes to whatever is going on in their personal life, problems, girlfriends, dating, relationships, whatever it might be, you know, family issues? And then making sure they're focused on what they need to be doing with everything going on here.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. Every situation is different. And right now our focus is on Kansas City.
Dylan, specific to Chandler, how much will what happened affect your usage, you know, the way you use him in the game against the Chiefs, what happened on Sunday?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday. I could just Xerox you a copy of the game plan. You can send it over to Kansas City. If you can. I mean, it might be easier for all of us. Yeah.
Coach, do you think the fans have a right to know about what happened to with Chandler on Sunday?
Yeah, I've already covered this.
You guys told him what you've been built on something like that. You just take it, okay, it was a medical situation. We don't try and find out.
I've already covered it.
But not that aspect.
I just answered a question.
No, but I mean, just the aspect of do you go more deeply into it beyond, hey, it was a medical
I said audit. There's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our staff and players. So, to me, that covers it.
Well, have you addressed it with the team overall also?
What I said to the teams between me and the team, I talk to the team every day.
Matthew said the other day that, you know, everything in that locker room stays in that locker room, but we are a close-knit unit and we care about each other, and I'm just wondering.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Your level of disappointment that this crops up so close to what you guys
want? I mean, is there any more questions about the Chiefs here? Or, I've already, I mean, the rest of it I'm done talking. We're not, we issued a statement, that's it.
How do you feel about Travis Kelce? What makes him so good after the catch? Because he, I think, leads the league in yards after a catch for a time.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was like 100 yards after the catch against us last time we played him. Yeah, very athletic. You know, he's got good speed. He's got good size, good balance. He's a hard guy to tackle for all those reasons. So, you know, they throw him a lot of short passes, bubble screens, look passes, crossing routes, things like that. But he's also a vertical receiver as well. But on those short catch and run plays, you know, he's really almost as dangerous as he is down the field. So tackling would be huge on him. And, you know, he's got a good skill set. He avoids guys. He runs over them, you know, plow.
Is he Is he similar to Delaney Walker, I mean, in that regard? Because I know...
Yeah, Delaney hurt us on that, too. I mean, they're both good, you know, so both good after the catch. Got to do a good job on those guys, not giving them a lot of space, and then when we get them, we got to tackle them.
So this isn't specific to the Chiefs, but this is 13 straight years with double-digit wins for you, 7 straight playoff appearances, I think. What's been the key to sustaining your success here as a program?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about that. Just worried about the Chiefs this week.
Bill, when you prepare for a guy that may not have had a lot of action during the regular season, I'm thinking back like to Chris Matthews last year for Seattle, or in Kansas City's case, somebody who might have an expanded role like a Conley. How do you look at the individual and scout and prepare for him in the context of the team? You have to go back even pre-pro career to...
Yeah, you go back to wherever you go back to. Sometimes, you know, if they pick a player up from another team, you look at them. I mean, you look at whatever you can look at, you know, whatever that is. Preseason, maybe it's with another team. It could possibly be in college, depending on what the guy's situation is. So, but again, that's a common thing every week. There are always players on the roster that, particularly at this time of year, that maybe haven't played a lot during the regular season, but they're one play away from playing. It could be a quarterback, could be anybody, pass rusher, receiver, corner, you know, anybody. So you have to be ready for those guys. And we prepare for everybody on the active roster. We don't know who they're going to play, who they might put a guy in for, you know, certain plays, or, you know, we need to know what his skills are and how we want to defend him or attack him, as the case might be. So it's really a common thing every week. It's just a different subset of players, but we always have to be ready for those guys, including the practice squad. I mean, you know, there's been many weeks where guys have popped up from the practice squad the day before the game. Or it could even be the day of the game. It's a Monday night game. But, you know, it could be one of those late things. And, you know, you don't want to be spend a lot of time on a player, you know, 5 minutes before the game. So, you know, look, here are the guys on the practice squad. Here are the guys that, you know, potential guy that could come up based on, you know, an injury situation or a position on your opponent that you think, you know, this guy might factor into. So that's, I won't say it's common, but certainly not uncommon.
Bill, you've talked about how sometimes the game declares itself in the first quarter and you get a feel for how things are going. Is that particularly true about injured players on either team? You know, you have guys out there, you don't know what they're going to be, and they have guys. You get a feel for this guy's slow, this guy's...
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it could be. But then, you know, a lot of times when you have an injury, a player feels good enough to play, and he is good enough to play. You know, but it's a 60-minute game, and there's a lot of snaps and a lot of hits out there. And as the game goes on, maybe that... whatever that happens to be, wears down or it fatigues or it's, you know, he's healthy, but after a period of time, he's not able to sustain, doesn't have the stamina with that particular body part or whatever the thing is. And so it could change. So, you know, I don't think there's any set rule.
Is that just a coaching observation, or would your medical staff ever look at the other team's players and say, oh, he looks like he's dealing with this, or...
Yeah, well, let's say we do what we think is best, so it depends on what the situation is and what, you know, who or what we're talking about. But it could be any combination of those, sure.
Bill, on Marcus Peters, obviously he's got great ball skills, a number of picks he wound up with this year, but teams still went at him a lot during the year. Did you see kind of an incline to his performance as the season went along? Or just in the games you studied, did he go all the way back?
Go all the way back.
To the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we've seen every game.
Has it been significant?
I'd say it's been, you know. I'd say it's been pretty, what he's done has been pretty consistent, yeah. He's got some good plays, and like every other corner, he's got some plays that, you know, they catch the ball on him, so.
Is there anybody who seems to excel against, whether it be bigger receivers, smaller receivers?
I mean, I'd say he's competitive. I mean, they don't really match up. They just, you know, basically he plays on our right, Smith plays on our left. They don't really match up, so whoever's over there is over there. And, you know, with Parker inside or Barry or however they do it, you know, whoever comes down, like whoever's inside is inside. So you can put them wherever you want. They don't move very much.
One more question on that. Does that... easier is a relative term, but does it make it easier for you as an offense to say, okay, we don't we like this matchup. We're going to try formation so that we have this matchup when the team doesn't match.
You could do it that way, yeah, sure. Yeah.
How much do they flip Houston and Ali and Ford and those guys? Or are they pretty much going to be in the line in the same spot?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, they all haven't been healthy a lot, so whichever two are in there, those are the two that are in there. I mean, Holly basically plays on our left, Houston plays on our right. Ford, if he's in for one or the other, plays one or the other. It's not 100%. I mean, though, you know, there's a little bit of variety there, but, not, you know, for the most part, that's where they are. It'd be kind of like the corners. I mean, you could find a couple plays, but... I mean, so have they done it? Yeah. Do they do it a lot? Not a lot.
What do you get out of an in-stadium practice that you wouldn't get on the lower field? Is that more for the returners, the scoreboard, you know, I mean, play clock type stuff, or is that looking
as close as we can get to a game? I mean, as close as we can get to game conditions. Can't get any closer than that.
Coach, how's your eye feeling, and how did you hurt it?
Great.
How has Josh McDaniels evolved as a play caller and coach since you had him the first go around?
Great. Josh does a great job. Yeah, well prepared. Got a lot of poise. Good judgment. Sees things well. Just really good.
Coach, when a team hasn't lost in 12 weeks, how do you find clues to beat them?
Well, we prepare the same every way. We prepare to face the team that we face, okay? We can't control what their record was or wasn't, 0-12, 12-0, 15-0, 0-15. We don't have any control over that, okay? All we can control is the team that we play and our performance against that team. So that's what we try to do. We try to prepare our team to prepare our play against our opponent. We don't worry about their record, what it was or wasn't. We don't worry about how many yards they gained or didn't gain. We try to prepare our team to play the opponent that we're playing this week, Kansas City. It's the same way we do against every other team that we face. It's really not that hard.
There's some level of concern that Gronk missed practice the other day and was listed as limited yesterday.
We'll list the players after practice like we do every day.
Final question. How hopeful is it to see how the Chiefs played against the Texans since they run a similar offense?
I think you can learn something from every game. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, every game we see on them is you learn something. But, you know, our game will be different. So we'll have to play our game the way our game plays. But, you know, part of the preparation, watching them play everybody, especially the last one. I mean, that's, you know, there's definitely benefit from it. But, I mean, our game's going to be our game. So that's what it is. Okay.